Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6 podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Charlotte at 6 for a Thursday. I'm Mark Garrison. And, of course, since it's Thursday at 6:35, that means Dirty Restaurant Thursday. We've got some restaurants that did not do well when the health inspector showed up. And Charles Jenkins will be here. Tonight, I understand he'll tell us about a pizza joint where all the toppings you pile on, no extra charge. That sounds good. That's at 6:35. But we start this evening with a football story that I bet even some of you hardcore sports fans know absolutely nothing about. Had a chance to sit down today with a guy who is a familiar name around here. He played with the Panthers, currently a free agent, but we did not talk X's and O's, and we didn't talk the business of football. Instead, we talked about something really a lot more serious, just the fact that he is alive.
You know, look at me. I feel like I don't supposed to be here.
Not only is Captain Munnerlyn here, he's made his presence known on the football field.
Flacco delivers over the middle, intercepted at midfield. Captain Munnerlyn.
Captain Munnerlyn played as a cornerback, drafted by the Panthers. He's also played for the Vikings and the Bills.
Intercepted by Captain Munnerlyn.
But his start in life is not something that ever suggested he'd play in the NFL.
You know, when I was born 3 months early. Actually, my birthday is April 10th. I suppose it came in July.
A preemie.
My mom always told me I was so small I can fit in a shoebox.
Born in a tough part of Mobile, Alabama. Just growing up there meant life would be hard, but being 3 months premature could have easily been a death sentence.
Growing up, I stayed in the hospital like a year.
A year?
Yes, sir. Tubes all down my throat, through my head and everything.
Captain was 28 weeks, but 30 years ago, the survival rate for a 28-week baby was 50% at best. So Captain is a walking miracle.
That's Sharon Thorsland, who covers the Panthers for us. This is a subject near and dear to her because Sharon had twins who were born prematurely, a boy and a girl, Cena and Gunter.
They weighed 2 pounds, 2 ounces, and 2 pounds, 4 ounces. Gunner had a lot of complications. They call them wimpy white males in the NICU. They do the poorest out of all the babies in the NICU.
Really?
Yes, white males just have a struggle. And Gunner lived up to that. I mean, he's had 11 surgeries. By the time he was 10 years old, he had 11 surgeries.
Wow. Fortunately, Captain Munnerlyn escaped those difficulties after his very early entrance into the world.
I really think I'm a miracle baby. I always say that I'm a miracle baby. I never had any issues after that no more. And that was so long ago.
Yeah.
You know, to the time that we're in now, I still can't believe it. And it was like, wow.
That's the thing with extreme prematurity, too. You don't know. I mean, some kids grow up to be perfectly normal, like Captain. He might be a little smaller or shorter than some kids if he hadn't been premature, but he was healthy. And that's really unusual because the more and more they are being able to save babies, you know, 24, 25 weeks now, but they're still having all of these lifelong issues because the survival rate has improved, but their long-term outlook has not changed.
Captain Munnerlyn was ready to take on the world pretty quickly in life.
You know, I started playing football still at the age of 4.
Did you really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, I started playing football still at the age of 4. I was able to catch up to, you know, people and run around, and I was pretty fast growing up, too. So that was always
But did your attribute. Mom ever go, because of being premature and because she was kind of worried you might be a little frail, go, no, football, no, son, no.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, growing up, at first she was a little shaky because my brother played sports. And like I said, I'm the baby of the family, and I always wanted to follow my bigger brothers and do things like that. And she was like, no, you need to sit back. And I used to cry and whine. And she was like, okay, well, I'll let you go out there and give it a shot. So she let me give it a shot, and I never looked back.
Now, are you smaller than your siblings?
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. I always joke with my brothers. They like 6'1 and 6'2. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm 5'9". I was like, if I had y'all, I'd be a $100 million cornerback in the NFL. And I always joke with those guys about that. And, yes, I'm very smaller than them.
He may be small, but on the field.
Captain Munnerlyn going all the way to the end zone.
He has been a force for opposing quarterbacks to reckon with.
Intercepted. Picked off at the 45-yard line. Coming near side 40. Munnerlyn to the 30, to the 25. Still running. Gets a block. End zone in focus. Touchdown!
Munnerlyn is now involved with the March of Dimes, and November is Premature Birth Awareness Month. Today, there is amazing technology that keeps preemies alive. But consider this. There are 15 million infants born prematurely around the world every year, and a million of them do not survive.
About 50% of extreme premature babies have learning disabilities. A lot of them have cerebral palsy and lots of health issues going on. Now, if you looked at my two, you'd think they look great, and they do for the most part. We are so lucky. Gunner's just got more of the health issues because of all the surgeries that he had to endure. But prematurity is a big deal.
And while you might think it is a problem perhaps in third world countries, no, it is a problem here. The March of Dimes recently gave North Carolina a score of D because just over 10% of the births here in the state are premature. For black women in the state, the number of premature births is nearly 14%. And in cities such as Charlotte and Durham and Raleigh, the situation has gotten worse in recent years. Why is that?
They don't know. A lot of it is prenatal care. That has something to do with it. A lack of prenatal care.
And Captain, in your case, was your mom getting prenatal care?
I think she was. My mom, she worked in a hospital when I was growing up, so she was getting prenatal care. And I just was ready to come out of there. I told my mom, I was like, I just make jokes with her about it. I was like, Mom, if you could have held on a little longer, I would have been a little taller, but I think I was just ready to come out of there and get into this world.
And that's the thing. Most premature births are unexplained. That's what makes it such a challenging thing to try to stop, because they just don't know why. Some women get preeclampsia, high blood pressure, but for the most part, it seems to be unexplained. Mine is explained. I fell and had an accident and broke my ankle severely and went into labor during surgery.
Wow.
So mine, I know why I had mine premature. The challenge is determining why.
Trying to answer the why of premature births is a big part of the research being done by the March of Dimes.
Every 30 seconds, a baby dies from complications of prematurity. That is the number one killer of children and infants is prematurity. It's not cancer. It's not other horrible diseases. It's prematurity.
But thanks to advances in care, premature babies can indeed survive. And like Captain Munnerlyn, they can thrive.
Fastball over the middle, picked off Munnerlyn at the 42-yard line. Munnerlyn
3 months early. You know, when I say that, it's just like, wow.
10-5, Captain Munnerlyn, touchdown!
For me to go out and talk to different people and explain to my story, let them know, hey, I was 3 pounds. And I'm like, look at me now. You know, anything is possible. You know, God put his hand over me, and every dream that I wanted came true for me to this point so far. So it's definitely a blessing. I know I keep saying that because it definitely is. People take life for granted. And, you know, for me to be in the position that I am now is just awesome.
Captain Munnerlyn, he has 2 sacks. He has another interception, an interception for a touchdown. And all he does when he gets interceptions is make touchdowns.
Captain Munnerlyn, it's a remarkable story, but there's still a lot to be done. More than 380,000 babies born prematurely here in the U.S. every year. So it is, again, Premature Birth Awareness Month, and you can learn more about it, learn how you can help by clicking on to the March of Dimes. And thanks to Captain and Sharon for sharing their stories with us.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.